Time for another edition of Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with Amber Boyens, nutritionist and registered dietitian from Immunutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota. Amber, welcome to the airwaves again. Another week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about something that everybody's concerned about, I think, at one time or another, or should be, food safety.
Yeah.
We won't talk about the meat and cheese tray incident here at Q92 a few years ago, but...
That
showed the importance of refrigerating your meat trays.
Yes. Lunch meat is one of those high-risk foods, right?
That's right.
I had an unfortunate incident with some eggs from a cafeteria. So I think you're right. We all have one of those foodborne illness stories.
Yeah, it's good to avoid it if you can because it's not much fun.
It's not fun. It's not fun. I will spare everybody my story here on the air today, but happy to share it. I stayed through work that whole day, and it was a... Unpleasant. But bringing this up today kind of stemmed from something I saw on social media this week with a woman who lives on a farm. She lives in Iowa, and she was making homemade mayonnaise, which is made with
eggs.
Eggs, right. And they're not cooked eggs. Mayonnaise probably wouldn't turn out very well if you cook the egg first. So it's made with raw eggs. And as you read through the comments on there, you can really see how very strongly divided this topic is. You've got the people who are very firmly against any raw egg because of its risk of foodborne illness, salmonella in particular. And then you have the other side that says, I've been eating raw eggs for years. I'm fine. Or I grew up eating raw eggs or whatever they might be saying.
And tiger meat.
And tiger meat, yes. So people get a little confused about what's accurate. So a couple of things. Like I said, when you and I were chatting beforehand, we can't kind of paint this whole situation with one broad brushstroke because there are some nuances that come into play, like where do the eggs come from? How have they been handled? Have they been washed? Have they been refrigerated before and now they're unrefrigerated? Even what country you're in will make a difference. Were the chickens vaccinated for salmonella? There's so many different factors that can come into play. So the first thing I saw in there was a lot of what we call survivor bias.
Oh, we were talking about that too.
Yes, we were. I did it, right? I did it. I grew up doing this. Thus, everybody can do this and they will be just fine. And I think our biggest one that we talk about a lot is, well, I never had a car seat and I turned out just fine. Doesn't mean we shouldn't put our kids in car seats now, right? We spend more time in the car. We're going faster on the road. But same thing, I ate raw eggs. I grew up drinking raw milk. I thawed my meat on the counter all the time. My mom did that all the time and we never got sick. Which is probably true, and you probably were fine. And part of that is because your gut bacteria formed to support that lifestyle. So we probably did have less safe, if we want to call it that, food in years past because we weren't being so cautious about all of the little things. So our guts didn't really, now guts are not in a position to handle some of those things that come into play because they're...
haven't been exposed to it.
Yeah, and they're created just, they're living off of sugar right now, and those ultra-processed foods that we talked about. So part of it is gut bacteria. It's why often when you go to other countries, especially underdeveloped countries, you might get sick when you eat some of their food. And they're not getting sick every time they eat it, but they have built up from infancy gut health to be able to support that. So some of it is gut health. Now, even with the best gut health, if you get a bad case of salmonella, you're still not going to feel very good. So some of it is just poor food handling. But when we get eggs that are coming from the farm that haven't been washed, they have this nice protective coating on the outside of it called the bloom or the cuticle. That protects those eggs from bacteria and other things coming into the egg. So those are going to be much safer sitting on a counter for a while, not being refrigerated, not having things introduced to them inside the egg, so they're not going to be as high of a risk. Versus the eggs we buy in the store have been washed and often coated with an oil to help protect them. But now because they've been washed, that shell is porous. So a lot of bacteria can get in more easily. They are more susceptible to that temperature change. So same thing can happen if you take eggs that were cold for whatever reason and bring them to room temperature. They can start sweating on the outside. And if that protective coating was still there, that sweat alone can start to remove that protective coating and introduce bacteria.
And nobody likes a sweaty egg.
Nobody likes That's a sweaty right. egg. That's what I always
That's
say.
I've always said that.
Should have some shirts made with that saying on it. raw eggs are probably not the worst thing in the world if they are farm fresh eggs. You know how they've been handled. You know where they've been. You know how old they are. But I probably wouldn't do raw eggs from the store, where we can't always know all of the ins and outs of everything that's happened with that egg. Cooked eggs are going to reduce your risk of salmonella. Raw eggs will increase it. But there's a high risk of some of our foodborne illnesses with things like raw tomatoes. We see recalls on that. Fresh greens, we see recalls on that for foodborne illness. And we don't discourage people from eating salads, right? So it's just being kind of aware of what you eat, using best practices. Best practices, if you don't know where the egg came from or you bought it at the store, best practice is probably to cook it.
Okay. And if you see a meat and cheese tray that's been sitting out for a while,
don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
Don't go there. Yes. Yes. That's exactly right. I think lunch meat is one to be careful with. And then, like I mentioned earlier, thawing meat on the counter is not the best way to thaw our meat. Ideally, we take it out the night before, thaw it in the refrigerator, or a few nights before in the case of a whole turkey or something like that. But we always want to try to thaw things in the refrigerator if we can. We keep it under that 40 degrees. 40 to 140 degrees is a big range, and that's the danger zone where bacteria like to grow.
Okay. Well, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm one of those people. I used to eat my eggs when I ordered in the restaurant was sunny side up.
Yes.
You know, and or runny.
Yep.
And then I must have read an article somewhere along the line, because now I order them over easy. But it probably doesn't make a whole lot of difference, you know, if it's a good egg.
Yeah. You know, I was really, because I also like sunny side up eggs, or anytime that the yolk is a little bit runny. And I think they're a little bit better for you that way. We haven't fully oxidized the yolk, so the cholesterol in there is not going to be as impactful. You haven't cooked it all the way through, so some of the vitamins are going to be a little bit more present. I was very cautious with my pregnancies, although probably overly cautious. But now I'm back to liking them just a little bit runny again, too.
Yep. Well, and I'm still ordering over easy. So
yeah.
Just be on the safe side.
You know? That's right. It's a good way to do it.
That's right. All right. Well, you're kind of, you got another little venture going on here in addition to Immune Nutrition, which is your business.
Yes.
What are you up to here in Madison?
Yeah. So I've started up at the clinic now. So me as Immune Nutrition, or me just as Amber, is working with the clinic here with Madison Healthcare Services in the outpatient portion. And I'm available to see people up there now. So a lot of insurance companies will cover nutrition appointments with a registered dietitian. So if you're interested, always talk to your care team, ask them if it's a good fit. You can call your insurance company, see if RD visits are covered, anything like that. But I'm happy to work with people. Weight loss, diabetes, just healthy eating, trying to figure out what's going to work for you and your family. If you've got kids that are picky, looking at some options for some classes out here too for families, maybe some stuff with the Merck down the road.
You've done a little bit of that already.
Yep, a little bit of that
you
already.
And Dr. Fields were doing a little session on what was it?
So she did the Mediterranean diet.
Mediterranean diet, that was
popped that. Up there and answered some questions at the end. But Dr. Fields and I are looking at doing one on gut health coming up here too. So kind of be listening for that. We'll let everyone know when that gets scheduled and when we're ready to move forward with that. I do chats with some organizations. Right now I've got one scheduled in Canby, but I'll let everybody know if I get any here in Madison. Or always happy to chat with organizations or companies or anything like that if people are working on just a healthier food environment.
All right, we've had you over to Kiwanis a couple of times,
yeah.
So we'll have to get you over there again one of these days.
Absolutely, always so, happy to do that.
If you do have an organization, you need a speaker, you're available.
Always happy to do that. And then if you're coming over to Mama Mia, you'll be able to have a couple, going back to that Mediterranean diet, you'll be able to have a couple Mediterranean hors d'oeuvres over there with some tzatziki sauce that's made from, or a dip that's made from cucumbers with some pita bread. And
that's on the 23rd.
That's on the 23rd.
Of
yes,
March
23rd. You can get Mama tickets Mia. Right here at Q92.
That's right, $25 each.
$25.
And that's fundraiser for the Arts Council here in Madison.
But nutritious food comes right alongside.
Nutritious food will be there as well.
You got
food, fun, and nutritious food and movies.
All the things.
Yes. So.
What else do you need in life?
Of course, at the theater, we have nutritious food anyway with that good theater popcorn. That's can't get better, much better than that.
There's some fiber there, good fat from the coconut oil. I'll give you that.
Yep. Throw it into the handful of chickpeas and your popcorn, and away
that's
you go.
Right.
All right. Had to get that in.
That's right.
All right. Well, Amber, if anybody has any questions or if they do want you to come and speak to their group or something, how can they find you?
You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or you can find me on Facebook at Immune Nutrition. Or, like I said, talk to your care team and see if the clinic's a good fit.
Very good. Well, thanks for talking with us, and we'll talk again next Tuesday afternoon.
Sounds great.